Hey, what's up, guys? I decided to change a couple of things so this lesson would make more sense. This one we're going to cover going full screen, and then the next one we'll do world area creation and dragging the world to see all sectors of it. Before I had world area creation and going full screen in the same line here, and that didn't really make any sense. First, we'll learn how to make the application go full screen. Then we'll learn about world area creation, dragging the world to see all sectors. Okay, let's do this. Going full screen, that's what we're doing now. And it's very, very simple. Okay, so before we show you how to put in the code to go full screen, we're going to nest these items into a movie clip. That way, we're prepared for the next lesson. So this code that allows the little character here to move to these three various items, I'm going to comment out. That way it doesn't operate, it does not run. Just for now. I'm going to highlight all of these items, holding select as I go to grab them all. Make sure all five of those items are selected, and I'm going to right click, convert to symbol. This is going to be World Clip 1. Make sure it's a movie clip. The registration's fine on it like that. Okay. I'm going to right click that movie clip that I just created that's containing all of those items. I'm going to right click it again and select convert to symbol. This is going to be World Clip 2. Now don't let me lose you now. I didn't do anything fancy. All I did was nest these items here into a movie clip, which became this one, and then I created another movie clip out of that, which is sitting here where we originally started. Okay? So I'm just gonna double click once this movie clip. And now I'm gonna put the code here. AS3. This is gonna be my code layer. And I'm gonna have code here for going full screen. And also dragging the world around and seeing all sectors of the world in the next lesson. Okay, so that's why I set it up like that. This you can put world stuff. Whatever you want to name that, it does not matter. I just realized I'm going to have to change some code in my menu button here. Zap that out of there, because I don't need that menu in that movie clip. Make sure I'm in the world clip layer here. I'm going to make a new layer above that and call it static stuff. That's things that will just always stay floating in the air for the user to press. And the menu is one of those things. So I'll just move it where it was, back into place. Really, the focus of this lesson is just full screening your application. The only reason I'm separating things out like this, world stuff and static stuff, is for the next lesson when we talk about dragging the world around. You don't want the menu button, or maybe your full screen button, to go away, you know? Okay, I'm gonna lock my world stuff layer, and on the static stuff layer, where the menu is right now, I'm going to pop in this other button. So you can see it's just a text field right now and a rectangle. So I'm going to highlight those two items together, convert to symbol, right click, convert to symbol. It can be named in your library, whatever you want. And make sure it's a button symbol. Okay. Now I'm going to give it an instance name of full screen underscore BTN. That way I can communicate to that button through code. I'm going to stick it right there. So now all I need is some code to when this button is pressed to make things go full screen. And really this button is going to toggle full screen up and down. Alrighty, now that we have our AS3 layer ready to go, our buttons in place, everything's good. Let's go ahead and get the full screen code in. And really you can put this anywhere in your file that you want. It could be nestled within any movie clip, deep within the file, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is supply a button and then this code anywhere in the file and it'll work. And you have to make sure, in order for this code to work, you really have to make sure within your flash file your parameters are set right for allow full screen to true. And also in your embed source, allow full screen has to be true. If either of those are false, it won't go full screen. And you'll be wondering why. You'll think your flash code is wrong. but it's really the HTML parameters that are stopping it. Okay, so that's the code right there, and I already did a tutorial at Develop PHP for allowing people to full screen your application, so I'm not even going to explain this again and waste my time. If you want, you can go to Develop PHP. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. It's called Full Screen My Flash Site. So if you can't find it on the site by navigating, just put it right here. Full Screen My Flash Site. Search, and you'll find this page. And then you can get the tutorial. Okay? Now here we are on the site, and I'm going to test it out. I'll refresh the page, and I'm going to toggle full screen now. And there you go. It gets nice and big and goes into full screen mode. And fills my screen completely. Okie dokie!